Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
We are back. This is the second hour of Capital Forum. And for everybody who called in before, thank you for participating. And Larry, you got kind of shifted to both.
Welcome.
I'm okay. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, so that is in the Bible, and that it says that life begins at first breath, huh?
Yes.
Oh,
in fact,
okay.
If you remember at the point, the difference between a spirit and a soul is the fact that there's a soul and a living soul. A soul can be an entity. A spirit adding to that gives the possibility of life, but it takes the first breath, the breath of life, that makes somebody a living soul. So that's God's breath, or the first inception of breath. Then, that being said, so don't everybody call me and say, "Oh, you're against life." No, I'm not. Like I said on the break, I'm not for abortion. I never have been. In fact, if I could have had 5 million children or barred everybody who didn't want any, I would have done that. I'm one of 16 kids, so I was raised with a bunch, and I love kids. To this day, I borrow everybody's else. I'm the cat that drags everybody else's kittens back.
Okay. Hey, that is the argument of the pro-life folks, is that they think that life starts at conception. I wonder where they get that from, then.
Well, it's because they moved it back, actually. See, because abortion pill, there's a big controversy about it. But the fact is that you don't even know if you've been pregnant, if you've taken that, whether you're pregnant or not. In fact, what they say it was like 300% chance you're not, but the abortion pill could get one in possible. The same people sometimes go out and blow up abortion clinics and kill everybody in it, which really makes so much sense, too. Okay.
Well, that's a few nutcases there, yeah. But what?
But I'm saying is there's extremists in all things.
Yeah, exactly.
Each other through love, mutuality, respect. We talk to each other. We find solutions. I do like. I'm hearing something, but I do like where there's signs up saying, "Is you know what? If you're going to have a baby, okay, let's go ahead and go through the process for adoption. Adoption is a viable, source. There's so many people who would love a child, So I'm with the possibilities, every possibility of finding a place for one of God's children to be born. Okay, but at the same time, I'm a constitutionalist,
right.
A real one. I believe
right.
that. Don't have a right to decide someone's life. We can talk, we can love, we can embrace, we can change, but we can't direct. And in my old age, I found out so much you can't do it that way.
Right. Let God separate them when they get to the gates, right?
That's right.
Okay. Have you guys talked anything about that big issue with Ron Paul and the debates about the Iran situation? Have you guys do any time on that?
No, go ahead.
No, we haven't talked, but I watched the debate.
Oh, well, I did, that's the big controversy right now on a lot of the other radio stations is about.
Well, hold on your thought. We'll continue after the break.
You flinch. flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Children sleeping, snow is softly falling, dreams are calling, like bells in the distance, we
believe in hope, believe in love, believe in all those things that make us compadres, special, together. We always talk about tearing each other apart. In Christmas of all times, let's embrace each other, our differences with each other. If somebody else is going to go off and do something stupid, that's their thing. Can't we believe in something better? We're back. Larry, go ahead.
I'll just say one other thing. Because you bring up the issue of Israel on, you know, letting them take care of their own business, and I agree with that. But I don't have any problem with having allies and trade partners all over the world, as long as they aren't, you know, ruling our the way we do things. That's where I have a problem with Israel. A lot of times they influence us too heavily, because when they talk about Iran and stuff, they're always talking about Israel, about Iran shooting a missile at Israel. I don't believe that for a minute. I don't think they would. That would be self-destruction. So, and they say, well, if they had they have people down in Argentina, like the what's that organization? The radical organization. But they're down there now, and they don't have a nuclear weapon. So what would that have to do with anything, is what I'm saying?
It doesn't.
It's propaganda. It's an excuse.
Yeah, whether they have a nuclear weapon or not, that's not going to change those radical people anyway. So anyway, I'll get off, let somebody else have a chance.
Larry, Merry Christmas.
Okay, thank you
for calling. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Larry.
Okay. I got one from Dottie. She says, may all the sweet magic of Christmas conspire to gladden your hearts and fill every desire. By the way, I've asked many ladies to send over little poems and what have you for Christmas or Christmas wishes. So thanks to all the ladies from Women's View for calling in and writing in. We really appreciate it. Okay. Now, I don't see if we see anybody else on here, but Tom, you had something to say. We're waiting for you.
Are you guys done jabbering this morning?
No, of course not.
No, we still have
You're
fun,
supposed
Tom.
To jabber, too. Guys, the real reason is he had too much oatmeal. Go ahead.
I have my mouth full of oatmeal. By the way, most people that know me know that I do more than I talk. So one of the things that we're actually doing for this holiday season, and we've done it for several years in a row, in our small community we have something called Adopt a Family. And this is where they'll publish needy people, whether it's elderly people or single mothers or what have you, just people that have a desire to celebrate the holiday season. They need some stuff, and it's typically shoes, socks, underwear. And we often get them gift cards to, like, a local grocery store. And we try to do our best this year. Jennifer, my roommate, has adopted 3 different families, and obviously I help out financially, and she does the shopping. So that's one thing that I suggest everybody look into. Even if you're live in a large city, I'm sure there's people and organizations that are doing similar things. But it tends to be us.
Go out there. Go into food shelters, you know, the shelters and whatever else. Help out. Go to, you know, because like I said, one thing I have to say about my daughters and my families and sons and everything else, one of the things that we've done as a family is we go in and we serve on Thanksgiving, we serve on Christmas, and you do those things in your community. It's far better in that way to give than it is to receive, because you're receiving when you do it. Okay, so if you really believe in God or gods or whatever, embracing, like you said there, adopt a family. They have the tree ornaments one. I forget the name of that one. Whatever group you're going into and helping this season, it's a good thing.
This particular organization is 100% volunteer, and it's anonymous both ways, so it's just something that everybody should be doing, you know, giving what you can. Neither Jen nor I have any income, but that doesn't deter us from trying to help out people that are less fortunate. We've been blessed throughout our lives. We also have challenges, but we need to give back. Each and every one of us need to give back. You know, we all have the opportunity. Even though, like you're saying, Louise, even if you just go and become a volunteer, if you can't afford to actually give anything, just be a volunteer and try to help out.
Go to the veterans home. Go to the local senior center. Spend a little time with kids in the hospital. You know how many kids are in the hospital during Christmas? Okay? Go do those things that touch each other. What a wonderful thing. We can touch each other and be part of each other's lives in so many ways.
You know,
we've got a whole lineup of people.
Another interesting thing that a neighboring community is doing, and I've never seen this before, but I thought it was a brilliant idea on their courthouse steps, is they're reading the entire scripture from end to end. They have different people
lined up.
Isn't that a good idea? I never thought of that before, but they're just have a people group of organized volunteers that just show up and do their part of reading their part of the scripture, and they go from one end to the Bible to the other. So that's a brilliant idea.
Oh,
I think I'm
going to
buy you
a bunch
of oatmeal.
All right. We have Craig from Ontario. They're trying to give me trouble, Craig. What do you have for us this morning?
All right, Tom, see if we can help you out here, buddy. I wonder why you're quiet there for so long.
Watch it. Go ahead.
I guess you guys aren't holding hands this week, I guess, for sure.
Yeah.
My Christmas message with a bit of truth, I guess, from my perspective to everybody out there is that we don't know. It probably isn't Jesus' birthday, December 25th. You really don't know when that is. If we look at the history of the Christmas tree of Santa Claus, they don't give any love or any faith back onto Jesus or God. They're, if you trace the roots, they go back to paganism, gods of the earth. But having said that, if all the joy and love we find around these items during Christmas time, if we could just spread that out to the other 364 days of the year, I think the place would be a lot better. And that would just be my wish to everybody.
And by the way, it was August.
Yeah, there you go.
August.
September
time frame, right?
August was the original birth of the person you call Jesus, which his name is Yeshua HaMashiach, or Joshua. Okay.
Right on.
Anyway, but yes, if you can pass the blessings of love and hope all year long, wouldn't that be wonderful?
It would. Thank you so much for the show, guys.
Thanks for your input, Craig.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Barry in California. What do you have for us this morning, Barry?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
The last caller told my thunder, I don't celebrate Christmas. Not just me, and I don't push it on anybody. The tree and the leaf, even the balls on the tree, it's all pagan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I was born in September. And, it's so commercialized that it's so much greed. I got to give a gift, so you got to give me a gift. And then parents tell the kids about Santa Claus, which is a total lie. I just can't do it anymore.
It's not about the
Christ is in my life every day.
Yeah.
That's the main point.
And for listeners,
I celebrate them every day.
And Barry, for listeners that are not familiar with what you speak, there's a great book, other than the scripture, which spells out much of what you speak of, but there's a great book, Fossilized Customs, that really goes into depth of a lot of these issues that people believe is the truth about everything you speak. So it's a very good book.
But I'll tell you something, you're so right. But at the same time, you can take this season that someone has done something different. We don't give regular gifts. We give things that are in need. Clothing, mm-hmm. food, supplies, helping those who need elderly. Instead of celebrating a pagan holiday, you're celebrating instead a season by which you get an opportunity to serve your fellow man. So no matter what day it is, we should be doing that every day. Okay, that should be
What did Christ say? He said to take care of the widows and the orphans mm-hmm. and those less fortunate. And that's an everyday thing, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. Instead of just picking one day, okay, I'm going to give food to the place that gives food, to those that don't have a meal for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's a one event here. But I want to go back to what you were talking about, the Constitution.
Hold on, Barry. Hold your breath, Barry.
And Pam in Texas and George in Texas, we see you on the line as well. So everybody hang in there, and we'll get to you as soon as we can.
Thank you. heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Who is moving on the waters? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul? Creator God, He is Yahweh. The great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Prince of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh. Who is He that makes me happy? Who is He that gives me peace? Who is He that brings me comfort and turns the bitter into sweet? Stirring up my passion, who is rising up in me, who is filling up my hunger, everything I need. Creator God, He is Yahweh, the great I am, He is.
before you, every tongue will confess your name. All the angels give you glory as they stand before your throne. While here on earth we gather to declare your name alone.
I love the rhythm to that.
And I don't know how to pronounce his name, but it's Dean, and his last name is S-A-L-Y-N. How would you pronounce that? Salyn? Salyn? S-A-L-Y-N.
S-A-L-Y-N.
Salyn? I don't know. But anyway, that's obviously he is Yahweh is the name of the song. So.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, well, let's go back to our guest, to our
caller, Barry.
Where is he? Are you still there, Barry?
Yeah, you were asking me a question.
Yeah, there was a gentleman from California called in and answered a question I had, and I was going to send my Richard Max book for answering the question, and my computer crashed, so I lost their contact information.
So he should make sure Matt knows that.
Well,
the information that I was giving out when I first came on is a guy named Lou White.
Well, this happened. Yeah, that's the fossilized custom book. But what I was asking him, it was about a year ago this happened. So you're probably not the person if you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, but check out the TorahZone.net. He's got a lot of good information there, bringing back the lost tribes back to that's the true bride. Anyways, I don't want to get into that. The main reason why I called is about the Constitution, and I don't recognize the Constitution we have right now. I recognize the original one. For the Reconstruction Act during the Civil War, and they changed the 13th Amendment, and they brought in the 14th Amendment, and so on and so forth. The 17th Amendment is terrible, but they changed the senators. Instead of them, you know, we heading into to Washington, D.C., now they're appointed, you know. It's just ridiculous. And we need to re-educate everybody.
We do, Barry? How do we outreach better than what we're doing right now? Because right now we're preaching to the choir.
All you can do is one by one, one by one, okay. As fast as we can. I have a little group here in California, and I specify little group because I had a big group and then it got infiltrated, and so we keep it small, and. People that we can trust, because you have to be really careful. There's so many infiltrators out there. But
so
the
main
thing is,
just in your normal day of life, whether you're shopping or in your business or what have you, just whoever you run into, you just ask them a simple question, or how do you approach this?
Well, it's different every time with me. You have to feel people out. You have to look for an opening. You have to look here for what they're saying, like you hear a certain word, it's kind of like a key to jump in and talk to people. You can't just slow it down the throat. You know, you have to feel them out. And then I give out CDs and DVDs because I listen to RBN 24/7.
Okay.
I've been unemployed since April. I just had my second interview since April.
Hang on to that. We're coming up on a hard break, Barry. Just hang in there. And Lou in Illinois, we see you on the line as well.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
But I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dream I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new. But every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The
very good. Welcome back to Capital Forum. And that was for Louise. Oh, by the way, Barry brought up something on the break that reminded us. We need to get the RBN business cards, the bumper stickers, CDs, DVDs from RBN and start passing these things out like candy. We're very much running out of time. You know, we all know what the criminals are doing. Now what do we do about it? We have to take action. We have to get into action. We need to have look in that mirror and say, what did I do today to help move the truth movement forward or at least save my own rear end in my own community? We need to take action.
Yeah. Tell me about Barry. Barry had an idea. He was talking. You have a little group together that you guys meet up. It's kind of like a little meetup, if you would. Little small groups. And go ahead.
What we do, though, is we also teach how to store food, how to have stuff in your car so that there's one road that I have to go up called Cajon Pass here in Southern California. It brings you back up to the high desert. And the San Andreas runs right through it. And that San Andreas has not had a big earthquake in 135 years.
About ready
and they're predicting, that it's going to happen from now till March. So what we're going to do is there's a big truck stop that everybody goes through to go to Vegas or to Laughlin. the truck drivers, when they're making their deliveries to go on the 40 or whatever, there's a trail, walking trail, that can take me back home, and we're going to go and find those trails so that if something big happens and I'm stuck down the hill, we call it down the hill, because we're high in altitude, then I can at least make it by foot. I'll have to leave my car wherever, and because I have a daughter and two granddaughters. And that's the most important thing I can leave with everybody is spend as much time with your wife and your kids or whoever's close to you and always tell them that you love them every night. Because since I've been unemployed since April, I've spent a lot of time with my grandchildren and my daughters. And I appreciate them more than ever in my life. And like I was telling Louise, I have Jesus in my heart. Two commandments that are the most important. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And to love your fellow man also as yourself. You need to respect and love one another.
All the commandments reside on those.
These greatest commandments that fulfills the whole commandment is the first two commandments. So I just wanted to leave you guys with that. And everybody's got to do what they can. And we need to reach as many people as we can and use the RBN card. And use the knowledge that we hear every day. Whether if it's a bad knowledge, then spit it out. Like, you know, you eat the meat and you spit out the bones, they say. Mm-hmm. So not everything that we hear is true. If you have an ear and an eye, you'll see and hear it. The Bible says.
Well, thank you very much for sharing, Barry, and we appreciate that. And another
God
thing.
God bless you, Barry.
Another thing that you mentioned. Cool. A lot of people don't think about is what you mentioned. When I lived in a big city, I looked for alternate ways out of the city in case something major happened, whether it was an earthquake or what have you. I looked towards the railroad tracks, the rivers. I looked for alternate means of getting myself from a very sticky situation into a more country rural area. And that's something everybody needs to be thinking about. If you live in a big city, what are my options? You know, there may be a point where you want to get out of a hostile environment, so you need to think things through.
I'll tell you something. We have a minion. In the amount of people I'm counting, more than that. But do you know what a minion is?
Minion. That's a small thing. What's a minion?
No. A minion is 12. 12 people who form a minion to be able to talk and to facilitate change. So a blessing as far as the we're going on to the Jesus' time. Jesus appointed a minion, which were the 12 apostles later on when Rome got it, but 12 are the you must have a minion in order for you to make change. So I blessings on all of us that today we have more than a minion, and that means that we can put change this year. How about that?
Very good.
I think we lost.
Yep, Pam. Time. If you want to call back, we'll put you to the front of the line. We're sorry about you having to leave us, but if you want to call back in and share, please do. We have George in Texas coming. George, what do you have for us this morning?
Yeah, I called the previous hour, and hello, you there? Can you hear me?
Yep, you're on.
We hear you.
Yes.
Come on, George.
Well, here's another thing I do this Christmas. I do my annual Jubilee, and that means for everybody who owes me money, I cancel their debts.
Very good. Because I do the same.
because I'm gonna put a shot in the arm of the bankers. You know, they could do something that they can afford to do. But I'm doing something I can't afford to do. And you know, the thing is, and a lot of these people, they have families, they're struggling enough as is, and they probably gave me a little bit here and there towards their debt and all that stuff. And I just said, you know, I'm just going to cancel it all together. You know, they don't owe me nothing. I don't even give back the money they gave me, you know. I said, because I feel bad, you know, trying to, because I don't like to ask back for money and all that.
Yeah.
So it's just.
You know what, George? That's sweet.
I mean, that's all we should all do is just, for anybody who owes us money, just cancel the debt.
You mean that guy from the Middle East that promised you $5 million when they were going to transfer the bank money across, and that email message, you're going to cancel that debt?
No.
I can't believe people are still emailing those things out, and I guess they're still gullible people. That's amazing. But anyway, yeah. Thanks for sharing that, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's more like, people, they take the time to trace emails. Because even like before I met this lady, I would get these Russian ladies, and They weren't emailing from Russia. They're emailing from Nigeria, Ghana, Senegal, you know, South America.
I'm sure they have lovely women there.
No,
okay. All he's looking for is women. It's like, go ahead.
But you know, the lady I've been talking with almost for years now. I trace her emails, and she's where she says she is, and she is who she says she is. But you know, the thing is, like I say, this Christmas, you know, I have, you know, it's just better to cancel out the debts, and I just wish people would do that. You know, you look at you know, I sat there and I've written something on my blog. If you go to Lone Star Watchdog, it's the top story. You know, it's talking about Charles Dickens, the Christmas Carol. It's a warning to the bankers. Because if you learn about Charles Dickens, you know, that story is not just about a guy who just gets an epiphany by three or four ghosts. I mean, that is his wisdom from what he experienced. His father was in a desert prison. I think he was one of the people who said, this is what we could do to the lawyers. Sorry, Louise, but you know what I mean?
Hey, well, I'm a good one.
Yeah, she's not a practicing lawyer, though.
Yeah, well, I practice only on legislation.
She already got all of her practice in, and then she's moved on.
But are you familiar with Charles Dickens' mindset?
Yes.
Now he hated the aristocracy and the banking that he... Yeah. You know, and the thing is, that movie, The Christmas Carol, it is not a traditional thing. It's a warning to the bankers.
That's a great point. Another
George,
great point is...
We have a few people have come back on.
We have Pam waiting in the wings.
Pam.
You know what?
I want to say something, one thing, out of the whole thing. I have the best husband in the world. I got my present when I had my husband.
Yep.
The kindest husband in the world, and he's... You don't know how many people he helps.
Ken is as good as gold. You gotta keep her there, Louise. You're very blessed to find Ken.
Oh, man, am I. And the world's blessed for even having him in it. I mean that. You don't know how kind a man he is.
He's a great guy.
So, anyway.
Hey, by the way, let me mention one thing before we take on Pam. And Pam, go ahead and come up on the air. And the jubilee that George mentioned, I think that goes beyond financial. That goes to any grudges you might have, any misgivings, any misdoings, anything, you can erase those and move on in life. You know, do all that stuff and just have a jubilee of everything and start afresh. Pam, what do you have for us this morning?
I just wanted to say that if we will remember in our Constitution, it said under God. And if we're under God, then we have been barraged by Beelzebub.
You serve one master, don't you? Only one master can you serve.
That's right. So therefore, it is God's fight along with our fight. But we have to pray very hard and let God know we want him to fight it for us. And we can't lose. If he's for us, what can be against us?
And we pray for all these doctors and unhardened, soften their hearts that are doing these abortions. Try to let them see the light of what they're doing is incorrect and try to do what we can to save the innocent.
That is right. And as far as Chris, my husband is a pastor, we do not practice it other than we're grateful and we love our Lord. But he never, in the Bible, said worship him, and we do love him, but we have one question. When he comes back, we will bow our knee to the floor.
Well said.
And I love you. And may God be with you all through every day of the year.
Very good. Thanks for sharing, Pam.
Thank you, Pam. And God
bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We have our old friend Lou from Illinois. I believe that's the same Lou. Is this Lou Cachou?
That's me.
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, Tom, Louise, Sergey. I want to wish you guys and all the listeners a Merry Christmas. And I want to thank you guys for giving up your Sunday mornings every week and bringing us a great radio show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for those kind words. We sometimes hit the mark.
It's always entertaining, I must say that.
Watch it.
There's Louise.
You know, Lou's call reminds me of something, though. Lou has been very generous throughout all of his life, I can tell, because he's been very generous to me. He helped me with setting up radio systems to communicate with the world. And also sharing his blessings with the Mormon pantry in St. Louis. And believe it or not, the pantries are actually looking for business. Here they have very, very, very good food, very inexpensive. And believe it or not, people are not taking advantage of it. I guess people are so out of money. You might want to check with your local pantry, and there might be an opportunity to be open to non-Mormons there. What are your thoughts on that, Lou?
I'm saying absolutely. How about you?
Yeah, they're very slow, and from what the lady that runs the cannery.
And you mean slow, meaning there's not as many participants in there.
Not as many participants, yeah, not many people buying, and they think it's because people are just running out of money. Period, flat out.
And that's a shame because they have very good food, and it's very inexpensive, and it's good for 30 years, you know, and it's all it is a volunteer. You go in and help can it, help package it, and it's just a group effort, and it's a great thing.
And it's a good time, too. I mean, I enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been there several times, and it's always been entertaining, and it's often a different group, it's not parish, but what do you call it, Luke?
They have wards and stakes.
Branches, wards, and stakes. For somebody, I can tell you exactly what it is. My husband's woman and I'm, and you know what? There's where you find it. You can also participate in the process of actually canning with other people. Going in as a group. I get a bunch of them over there. You can your own food there. You can help participate in many ways, and then that's an excellent resource. And it's in every state. And there's probably one in every big town or every really big city near you.
And once again, you need to check and see if it is open to the public and if there's a way, an opportunity for you to get in. Because, Lou, that's kind of a fuzzy line, whether it's open to the public or if you need to be a Mormon or not. But I guess you just check with your local pantry and see what the situation is.
Yeah, check with your local cannery, and they welcome outsiders in. And, in fact, this past year, they did no Mormons showed up, just me and my groups, and they held two cannery sessions just for us. I mean, that's very good. It's very kind of them.
And the best part is there's no real overrun. You're getting their price on it. You're not really making really a lot of money on it.
And once again, this is another opportunity. Go and get the food and take maybe you might get six cans. You might take a can to that organization that I mentioned earlier. It's not a once-a-year deal. It's every chance you get. And one of the things that I wanted to bring out is, you know, the holiday season gives us an opportunity to flex those caring and giving muscles. We need to, as people, start flexing our muscles to care and share, to reach out to the community, to reach out to each other. You know, we have to start flexing our muscles instead of just sitting back and complaining. We're totally in the wrong mindset, I believe, as a patriot movement.
I would agree with that. I think we need to be in loving and caring mode and helping and putting the right things together.
Right.
And real quick, I'd ask you what your wish for the Christmas season is.
Well, Louise, if I was beautiful like you, Miss America,
yes.
I would say world peace.
So what you're saying is you're an ugly old dude. So what is an ugly old dude's wish?
Yeah. So who cares what an ugly old dude says?
Hey, Lou's a great dog lover, man. Lou has some amazing dogs, and he really appreciates.
Hey, you come help me with mine?
Sure.
I have a white shepherd puppy. We're trying to train her. She's big, but she's a puppy still.
I'll bring Dino. He'll train her.
Lou is the man. Lou loves shepherds.
Gonna get you over here.
Louise, you're the only one of the trio here I haven't met, so I guess two out of three ain't bad, huh?
Not really. They're bad. I'm not.
No, I've met them. I don't know how bad you are.
How can you be? Excuse me. I'm a mixed mutt of everything. So.
Well, from what Sergey says, you're pretty bad.
Yeah, I know that. Sergey has a lot of things to say about me.
See, I say
that's
in the,
okay.
I say public.
No,
I say in the public
say
forum,
that.
Sergey says it behind your back.
Yes. That's okay.
No, I didn't say that.
It's our show.
Hey, we ought to all meet up at the next expo.
There you go. That'd be an opportunity.
That was in
here.
Springfield, Missouri.
Hey, guys, you need to get one up in Northwest Missouri.
Kansas City,
that's
St. Louis, they all meet up.
That's far away, Louise.
That'd be nice. Well, Mark and Vincent run the last two, have kind of split ways, and Vince is taking his down to Dallas, the home of RBN down there with John, in cooperation with John Stantmiller. And Mark, I think, is going to keep in more or less the Missouri area, so who knows? Maybe he'll bring one to you.
We need the Kansas City area. Come on, we all meet over here. Okay.
By the way, Paul in Minnesota, we see you on the line, so hang in there. We'll get to you right after the break. We have a three-minute break. Please support RBN and Republic Trading Group. Exchange some Federal Reserve notes for gold and silver and give a piece of gold and silver away to somebody less fortunate. There's always somebody dropping one of those in the Salvation Army's box. So, back in.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and the children listen.
That's a beautiful piece here. A White Christmas. And real quick, we have Paul.
Hang on, are you there
in Minnesota?
I need to put in a comment from Flop before we lose the
hour. I knew you did.
She mentioned that we were speaking of dogs. She says, if you want to get somebody an animal, a pet for Christmas, make sure you research the breed, because some dogs are very hyper and can actually be a lot of work. Let's do your research. We like German Shepherds. We like Cockapoos and various breeds. So animal as a companion is extremely important if you're by yourself. But be sure and not get the wrong breed. Some of the terriers can be
and
very much.
Also, don't give an animal for someone for Christmas unless they really want one.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Paul in Minnesota, what do you have for us?
Yes, hi.
Very good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is a little off topic, okay? I just kind of caught you guys just late in the program here. I'm reading a document that I think everybody should read.
Okay.
It was written by Dr. John Coleman.
Ah, I know.
From the Committee of 300 Men?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is everybody, I mean, you're aware of it?
Yeah.
Read the document?
I haven't read it, but I know the gist of it.
Oh, it gives just a thorough idea of an overview of just exactly what a monstrous battle, you know, that the whole world is really up against. They're not just the states themselves.
Right. We're fighting the beast. This is the battle of good and evil, I would suggest, Paul. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
It is so entrenched and so, it's, as I say, it's just so entrenched. It covers every aspect of, you know, everybody's life. Everybody needs to read it. And I would just like to forward it maybe to RBN if I could, to anybody that might be willing to, you know, pass it on to others.
Okay.
I'm going to forward it in my address book as well. But it's that important. It's that revealing. It's just
you know,
crazy.
I like what you're saying there. I believe, you know, the reason I started fighting the legislatures is I believe in the mark of the beast. I believe that we have already been told what's going to come, but we're also told to fight against it.
Sure.
But some people say, oh, it's going to happen anyway. That's not what we're told to do. We were told to try to stop it.
Right.
To stand on the right side of God, not stand on the right side of evil.
Exactly.
So, and I do. I believe the mark of the beast. I believe that we are in the end times that, you know, was set aside. That could be 5,000 years. It could be a million years. But it is the time by which we spoke that we must do all we can to change.
Oh, sure, sure. It's, you know, in my opinion is that it's their game and they're living, they're fulfilling everything that's been written.
Indeed.
They desire.
Thanks for sharing, Paul, and
please
call back again.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody.
Best wishes to all, and I guess we'll be back in 3 weeks. We'll see everybody next year, God willing.
God bless.
The next